Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Laramie High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Laramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Rookin's in Fort Laramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Rookin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Rookin's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Rookin's burgers to go around, there's just no place like Rookin's in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Rookin's-USA.com. That's Rookin's, Rookin's-USA.com. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Laramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good afternoon, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Rushi. We've got a heck of a matinee for you this afternoon between the Rushi Raiders and Fort Laramie Redskins. A dynamite girls contest. Each team red hot. Fort Laramie's won 5 in a row. Rushi 7 straight. Each team with just one loss in the Shelby County League. Fort Laramie 4-1. Rushi 3-1. The Raiders 10-1 overall. Fort Laramie 8-3 on the year. Rushi's only sent back in league action to Jackson Center. Fort Laramie lost at Botkins. Both clubs, Chuck, playing amazing basketball right now. At Fort Laramie, well known for its defense throughout the coaching career of Carlos Siegel, is displaying that phenomenally well right now. Rushi with a high-scoring, potent attack. Two young ladies at 15 points a game in Larissa Poling and Maria Heron.
Well, yeah, if you talk about Fort Laramie first, and Fort Laramie, definitely they live up with their defense. And the other night when they knocked off Jackson Center, that was what they did. They played great defense. They scored enough to win the game. On the other side, Rushi, their inside-outside game was pulling on the inside, a 6-1 sophomore. And then Maria Heron, the last time we saw her play, got 37 against Botkins. Those two are terrific scorers. And you add Tiffany Hatcher to the mix. That young lady's a streak shooter. If she gets hot, they're going to have to defend three people on the offensive end for sure.
Now, Maria Heron has got 33-point made field goals on the season. Fort Laramie as a team has 35. So it will be imperative again here today for Fort Laramie to defend the three and also the height of Larissa Foley and Cameo Wilson on the inside. Those two young ladies are above 6 feet tall.
Yeah, and that's going to be a real key. I think that Laramie is going to have to win it playing defense. They get enough offense to win the basketball game. But they've got some players, too, and I'll tell you, the one I like a lot, and I'm going to find her on here, it's Taylor Radovan, the 5'5 freshman. And she's been just playing, getting better and better each time we see her play.
Yeah, Taylor does the little things extremely well. She finds the open player, outstanding assist maker. Radovan shoots three throws like a clinic. In two of the last three games, she's nailed 5 of 6 and 3 of 4 at the stripe. Caitlin Lukey, a senior, has been playing dynamite D, held Cassie Meyer to 2 field goals in the recent Fort Laramie win over Jackson Center. Sarah Stang, in this 5-game win streak, has games of 16, 12, and 10 for Fort Laramie. And as Rayanne Fry goes offensively, so goes Fort Laramie. In the last 5 outings, Rayanne Fry has scored 10, 27, 11, and 10. 9 3-pointers in that stretch for her.
Well, and the thing that makes her even better, last year she was strictly a 3-point shooter.
Right.
She has become a scorer this year. She can still shoot the 3, like you said, but at the same time, if you try to step out on her, she can put it on the floor and get to the basket.
Yeah, so many of these Shelby County League games, Chuck, boil down to free throw shooting, especially at the end. We witnessed that last night. The Fort Laramie boys shot free throws very poorly. Rushi shot them well. The Raiders won that game, pulling away by 12. The first loss of the year for the Fort Laramie boys. The Fort Laramie ladies have shot fouls extremely well in the last 4 games, 12 of 17, 18 of 25, 9 of 13, 13 of 19. That's pretty daggone good shooting from the charity stripe.
Yeah, you'll take that any time with a girls varsity basketball team. And the key to the thing, though, is to get the right people to the free throw line.
Yeah. Should be a dynamite game here today, Chuck. Fort Laramie has won at least 20 in a row over Rushi. Rushi's last win was in November of 2007. It was game 2 of the season. Rushi won the 3. The year before, Rushi ousted Fort Laramie from the tournament, winning the 5. So Rushi had a short-lived 2-game win streak. And Fort Laramie since has rattled off at least 20 in a row over 9-plus seasons.
Well, and I remember, I'm going to test your memory because mine's not very good. I think it was 3 years ago that they met in the regional, either semi or final, and Rushi gave them everything that they wanted in that game. And then Laramie beat them at the buzzer and turned around and then won another state championship. Mm-hmm. So they've been close.
Yeah, in fact, Fort Laramie has beaten Rushi, I think, at least 3 times in the last 8 or 9 years in regional play. I think it's at least 3, 2 for sure, and a couple other times in sectional action. So Rushi is out to end that streak today. Fort Laramie's won 5 in a row, is playing extremely well, having lost early in the season to Botkins on the road, a game that Fort Laramie, Chuck, could have won. Redskins led by 8 with 3 minutes to go. Blew a layup in the last 10 seconds to win the game. Botkins made 2 free throws right at the end. Botkins has since slipped, losing this past Thursday at home to Anna. So it more and more looks like it's a 3-team race in the Shelby County girls standings with Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, and Rushi all atop the group with just 1 loss heading into today.
Right, and I think the impressive thing for Laramie is the fact that Abby Holdhouse, a 5'11 junior that they were really counting on this year, is still out. She has a chance to come back. But then Marissa Myring, a freshman who was their leading scorer, so she hurt her knee. She had surgery the other night. She's out for the season, and they are still winning basketball games. So that's a tribute to the coaching staff for sure.
And we might might note also that a key senior backup post player for Rushi, Christina Gerke, 6'1 young lady, also lost for the season to a leg injury. Rushi misses her, although the Raiders are still quite tall on the interior, with Poling at 6'1 and Wilson at 6 feet tall. Maria Heron shoots lights out behind the arc. Fort Laramie will have to make sure it finds Maria Heron all day long. Redskins very good at doing that. Head coach Carlos Siegel usually spies on that leading score of the other team pretty well, night in, night out.
They may have mentioned Maria in practice a couple of times in the last 2 days. But Rushi, when you look at the difference, Fort Laramie's going to play 8 or 9 girls.
Yes.
Rushi only truly has, they got other girls dressed, but they only have 7 varsity players right now.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com, including from Fort Laramie, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at tomjerrys.com. Thanks as well to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. They came on board with us during the high school basketball tournament last March. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. From Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, On Time, High Tech Computer Solutions, plus specialty advertising items also available from Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. These anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Laramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, the In-Between, just south the Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Fort Laramie and Rushi Girls this afternoon, upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Rushi. We'd like to let you know about a prom dress exchange happening Sunday, January 15th at the Fort Laramie Elementary. The public is invited to drop off dresses and accessories to sell from 11 to 1. Drop them off between 11 and 1. Items will be displayed for a non-refundable amount of $7 per dress, $3 for accessories and shoes. And you can return then to shop from 1:30 to 3:30. Choose from an array of beautiful gowns at affordable prices. Admission free, dressing rooms available. Money and unsold items can be picked up from 3:30 to 4:30. The event sponsored by the Fort Laramie Cheerleaders. For information, call Gail at 937-726-4985 or Jill at 597-2338. That's a prom dress exchange, Fort Laramie Elementary, on Sunday, January 15th. Starting lineup for today's big game between two of the three clubs atop the Shelby County League girls standings. For the home team, Rushi, Larissa Poling up front, 14 and a half a game, 6'1 sophomore. Camille Wilson on the front line, 6 feet a junior. Tiffany Hatcher at a wing, a 5'7 senior. Whitney Playman at a guard, 5'3 a junior, and at nearly 16 a game, Maria Heron, 5'4 senior at guard. For the Fort Laramie Redskins, the opening five is as follows: Ray Ann Fry, 5'5 a senior, Caitlin Lupke, 5'6 a senior, Sarah Stang, 5'9 a senior, Taylor Ratterman, a freshman at 5'5, and Hattie Meyer, a 5'5 junior. And we launch this game with a big field goal. It's thrown down inside the Rushi, which gets the opening tip. And guess who? The young lady about whom we just spoke a few moments ago, Chuck, Larissa Poling. That's the opening field goal. Rushi went right to the post. And Larissa's got two over nearly 15 points a game right off the bat. Missed the free throw. High in the air off the back rim. Fine rebound on the play by Rushi. Inside to Camille Wilson. Hook shot short. It's taken down by Fort Laramie. Redskins in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Rushi, white from top to bottom, blue numerals, gold piping. Here is Fort Laramie attacking. Taylor Ratterman top of the circle. Left side throw goes to Lukey, 2-0 Rushi, opening 35 seconds. Right corner, Sarah Stang, pulling on her. Stang glides to the lane. Oh, look at that shovel shot. What a play.
Jeez.
Had it, plus one.
I don't know where Sarah got that. That's a hell of a move right there.
I was just talking with Sarah's mom down below in the stands, Chuck, about 30 minutes ago. And I told her that Sarah has had a fine senior season.
She has improved offensively so much.
And her mom was beaming, and beaming even more so now after that field goal. To start the game for Fort Laramie, a free throw is converted. Three-point play by her, 3-2 Fort Laramie. Here is Playman with the ball, 25 feet away from Rushi, on top to Hatcher. Strolls to the top of the key, right wing Heron, shot fake, navigates the lane, running one-hander, yes! It hit the back rim, kerplunk, it fell in. 4-3 Rushi.
Lupke stepped out on her to make sure she didn't get the three that time. She put it down, went right around her.
Here's Fort Laramie attacking deep in the right corner. Taylor Ratterman. Left hand bounce. Double team. Needs help. And can't get the pass away cleanly. It's swiped. Whitney Playman. Outlet down the floor to Heron. Heron pops from 15. Too hard. Weak side rebound down to Fort Laramie. hastily down the floor, dribbling with the left hand. Is Lupke picks up her dribble, slapped out of bounds on the play by Rushi. 4-3 Raiders, 6:27 left to go in the first.
Well, you got Wilson at 6 feet playing guard out front. Did a nice job defensively.
Lupke inbounding backcourt to Hattie Meyer for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Head coach Carla Siegel versus new first-year head coach Andy Timmerman of Rushi. Baseline pass by Fort Loramie. Smacked out of bounds by Rushi. Redskins throw in again. Routerman, the playmaker, to the left of the basket. She looks, deals into the paint to Rayanne Fry, and we've got a whistle shoving on the interior. Illegal screen set by Fort Loramie.
Well, Sarah Stang tried to set the screen, missed it, so she stuck a hip out. It was effective. It was seen.
6 minutes to go, first quarter, 4-3 Rushi. Up over the timeline for the Raiders, Whitney Plyman. Coming out to catch is Wilson. High-low action down inside to Poling. Look out. She's got it and scores. Two field goals for Poling. Boy, if she gets on a roll, she could be close to unstoppable. She is just a sophomore. What a talent. 6-3 Rushi. Top of the circle, Lupke. Left side, Taylor Adaman. Steps back, arches up the three. No good hard. Rebound in the lap of Hattie Meyer. She cannot hang on. It goes out of bounds to Rushi. So far, Chuck, what is Fort Loramie doing to Maria Herod?
Well, I mean, they're trying to play around on the perimeter to keep her from getting a shot. So the first time she went around her, but they're getting the ball down to Poling, so that's kind of been a problem for them.
Here's another pass down to Poling, lobbed in there by Hatcher, thrown on the arc to Heron. She's available. Swish, a 24-footer. Maria Heron. Fort Loramie down 9-3 out of the gate. 5:19 left here in the opening quarter. And the Fort Loramie Redskins take a timeout, trailing by 6 after the first 3 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And so many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A, Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you won't get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. Here's Rushi inbounding below the rim, lobbed into the lane to Poling, off balance, one-hander, missed it, wide right, rebound Fort Loramie. 9-3 start, Rushi in front. 5 minutes left, opening quarter. Here's Radiman, head of the key, spinning down the right side of the lane. Bounces low on the left for Hunter Bargy, kicked out of bounds by Rushi.
That's a tough catch for a 5'11 girl down in traffic when you throw a bounce pass down around her ankles.
Bargy on the floor now for the Redskins, 5'11 senior. Got a lot of minutes against the tall Jackson Center team on Thursday, did Bargy. Lupke to Rayanne Fry on top. Going to be imperative for Rayanne Fry to continue her hot streak shooting. She's available here. Line drive triple. It hit the front of the ring. Rebound to Hatcher of Rushi. Long lob down the floor to the driver. Scooting toward the rim for Rushi as Jenna Cordonier overshot it. Loose ball rebounding foul against the Rushi Raiders.
That's going to be on Poling. She didn't have position. Tried to get the rebound anyway.
Larissa comes out, Cameo Wilson in. Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor, trailing 9-3. As we mentioned in the pregame, it's been since November of 2007, since Rushi last beat Fort Loramie in girls basketball, 20 games plus. Previous year, in February of 07, Rushi knocked Fort Loramie out of the tournament by 5 points, 50-45. So Rushi enjoyed a two-game win streak. Since then, Fort Loramie's reeled off 20 games in a row. Here's a turnover against Fort Loramie. Bad pass rolling into the backcourt. Over and back violation called. Rushi has possession with 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Ball lobbed inbounds by Hatcher all the way across court. A design play.
and it was fed to Jenna Cordonier. Tough one to complete. Batted by Fort Laurie, then Cordonier gets a piece of it last, and the Redskins have it.
Well, Bargy did a good job. She kind of got beat at the beginning, but she recovered and got a hand up, so it made it a tough catch.
Here's Bargy in the corner. Oh, a nice wraparound feed down inside to Rayanne Fry. Missed it. A little too much oomph on it. Rayanne Fry went to the post. Carved out space down in there. Got the shot she wanted. Fine assist. She didn't convert. Heron navigates the lane for Rushi. Look at her go. Pedaling toward the rim. Lobs it high off the backboard. Down through. 11-3, Rushi. Here's Hattie Meyer up the floor for Fort Laramie. Goes to the arc. Tries to find Fry down inside. Batted by Rushi. Fort Laramie gets it back. Rushi up 8. 3:30 left to go opening quarter. Here's Rayanne Fry on the arc, dribbling through the top of the key. No, it's Hattie Meyer. Now back to Rayanne. Left wing, Lupke. Lupke dribbling. Fort Laramie trying to find offense. Harassing defense from Rushi. Here's a shot put, three-pointer deep in the corner. Fry got it off in a hurry. It bounced twice. Tie up on the rebound. And alternating possession will enable Fort Laramie to keep it.
That was a technical foul in the varsity game last night.
That was a marginal tee.
I talked to Mick Leffel, the assistant for Rushi, and he said they all felt that was really a marginal call.
Yeah. 3:18.
They took it.
Yes. Took advantage, too. 3:15 left. Clock running. First quarter. 11-3. Rushi over Fort Laramie. Dribbling. Ratterman, top of the circle. Being harassed on the play by Heron. Ratterman darts around her, goes baseline right, tries a runner, blocked on the play. Good defensive effort by Cordonier of Rushi. Down the floor to Heron, out back to Plyman. 8-point lead, Rushi, early going, 2:52 left, first quarter. Cordonier, baseline left, fine wraparound pass. Down inside to Camille Wilson for the deuce. Wow, what a two-person game there. Cordonier found Wilson. 13-3, Rushi, another timeout, Fort Laramie, under three to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Rushi Raiders 10-1 on the year. The girls team has dropped just one outing here to Jackson Center. Difficult road schedule ahead for Rushi. Interesting matchups. January 14th at Versailles, January 28th at Minster, January 30th at Anna. Return match at Fort Laramie on February 9th. Fort Laramie down by 10. 13-3, 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. Here's Rayanne Fry deep in the left corner. This is the biggest deficit facing Fort Laramie since the opening game of the year on the road at West Liberty. Rayanne Fry outside the arc hangs on, gives it to Hattie Meyer, right corner Taylor Ratterman. They peer on the interior for Hunter Bargy, can't get it to her. Ratterman baseline right, circles on top to Rayanne Fry, who jacks up a three. Front rim, backboard comes off. Rayanne's had three tries from long range. And Rushi's got the rebound with a minute 50 left in the first quarter. Ahead by 10, 13-3. Left side of the floor, Cordonier powers her way to the rim between two Fort Laramie players, and the sophomore gets it to go.
That was way too easy.
Here's Rayanne Fry, twisting, turning, driving into the paint. Banked it. It is in and out. Rebound by Rushi. Heron up the floor, walk, trying to spin away from good defense applied by Hattie Meyer of Fort Laramie. 15-3 Raiders, a minute 33 left in the opening quarter. It has been all Rushi so far.
The young Raiders defense as good as the offense, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you, that's we talked about Fort Laramie's defense. Rushi's matched it and exceeded it here in the first half.
Over the timeline, Hattie Meyer for Fort Laramie. Rand Fry comes out to catch. Spots up behind a screen, doesn't shoot. Left corner on the play to Stang. Redskins need to get her going. She's got a bucket, the only one so far for Fort Laramie. It came in the first minute of the game. 108 to go, first quarter. 15-3, Rushi, Fort Laramie with the ball. Deep right corner, Hattie Meyer to Radiman. Inside the arc, left wing. Fort Laramie dribbling, Radiman down the right side of the lane. Handoff on the play to Brooke Radiman, who's in, a 5'11 junior. Ball lobbed to Hattie Meyer, deep left corner. There is not an opening in this Rushi defense whatsoever. Now Rayanne Fry gets a look straight on, in and out on the three. It lit the rim. Rebound Rushi, Cameo Wilson down the floor in the corner. Pivots and walks. Rayanne Fry, Chuck, getting shots. She's close. It's going to be imperative in coming from behind against Rushi to make some triples.
Everything she's shot so far has been on the rim, just won't drop.
Half minute to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie down 12, 15-3. Taylor Ratterman, deep left corner. Spinning inside the arc. Now at the elbow, bounce pass on top to Rayanne Fry. Herky-jerky move down to Ratterman, deep left corner. High arching three, hit the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound, baseline. Tipped out last by Rushi. No, by Fort Laramie.
No, you're right. It was Rushi. They just called it wrong.
That's what I thought.
It should have either been Fort Laramie's ball or a foul.
19.5 to go in the first. Pressure defense by Fort Laramie. Here is Kleiman in backcourt. Up ahead to Heron. Heron stops and pops on the arc. Bullseye! She's got it. Maria Heron. Give her an inch. She'll take a mile. 18-3 in favor of Rushi. 4 seconds to go. First quarter, Fry to Hattie Meyer. She hoists up a long 30-footer way off the corner of the backboard. No good. And Rushi has stormed to a commanding 18-3 lead after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Rushi 18, Fort Laramie 3 after one quarter of play. Rushi girls have the ball at side court. Jenna Cordonier, who sparkled in the first 8 minutes for Rushi, inbounds. It goes to Whitney Plyman. She dances up over the timeline, heaves it cross court to Cordonier. She tracks it down. Drives to the baseline, stops, gives it up on the arc to a teammate, and we've got a loose ball, a scrum for it. Two, three, four players on top of the leather, and I think it was ruled a jump eventually.
It was a held, and it's going to be Fort Laramie's ball. They came out much more aggressive. They're trapping everything on the wings now, so Rushi's going to have to adjust.
Redskins have picked up the intensity defensively, as Chuck noted. And in the forecourt to our right, Fort Laramie's got the ball and a travel 30 feet from the basket against Brooke Radiman. Rushi gets it back. 25 seconds gone here in the second quarter. And this is an important quarter for the Fort Laramie girls, Chuck. They've got to outscore Rushi in this period of play.
Yeah, you're down 15 at the end of one. You better have it down to at least 10 at halftime.
Plyman, deep right corner to Heron. Bounce pass low on the left to Jenna Cordonier. She uses her body, wedges in, missed it. Tug of war on the rebound. And it is a foul
grabbing on the arm against Rushi, Fort Loramie possession. Jenna Cordonier, Chuck, just a sophomore, somewhat under the radar this year for Rushi, and she is emerging as a key player as this season progresses.
Yeah, that was a nice pass to her by Hatcher that time. She just got a little too far under the basket.
Here is a backdoor cut. Lukey lobbing into the lane, trying to hit Brooke Ratterman. Broken up and taken away. No, it was intended for Stang. Rushi swiped it. Oh, here's a good lead pass down the floor to Wilson. Blocked away by Stang of Fort Loramie. Rebound batted out of bounds in the corner by the Redskins. Rushi will throw in. A minute gone, second quarter. 18-3, Raiders. Hatcher, her feet up against the first row of the bleachers, inbounds, broken up by Rayanne Fry at midcourt for Fort Loramie, out of bounds to Rushi. One field goal in 9 minutes for Fort Loramie against this tenacious Rushi defense.
Well, that gave him with the free throw, gave him a 3-2 lead.
Yes. Ball lobbed in, intercepted. Here's Stang darting down the floor for Fort Loramie. Tries to throw to the trailer. Bargy in the lane. Busted up by Rushi. Intercepted. Long heave down the floor. Two passes, a third to Cordonier. She walked.
I think she got a little too excited. She was wide open that time.
Well, I like the way both teams run the floor, especially Rushi right now, Chuck.
That's six turnovers for each team, but I think that has a lot to do with the defensive pressure.
Meyer outside the arc on the bounce. Picks up her dribble for Fort Loramie. There's a weak bounce pass intended for a teammate over guarding his Heron. She almost got it clean, but nicked the Fort Loramie player and fouled her in trying to make the pickoff. 6:34 left in the second, 18-3 in favor of Rushi. No scoring at all here in the second quarter so far. Hunter Bargy out. Rayanne Fry back in along with Stang. Meyer, Taylor Ratterman for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Almost an over and back on the inbounds play.
Uh-huh. Caitlin Lupke out there as well. Ball thrown by Fort Loramie down into the corner. And Rushi overplays and gets it. Another steal by the Raiders. Whitney Plyman skips up ahead into the forecourt. Lobs it near side to Heron. Shot fake. Steps back. Lights it up with three-point land. Wow. She was pretty well guarded, retreated two steps, let go of the 25-footer, and hit the bottom of the well just like that.
She is amazing.
2 minutes gone, second quarter, a 21-3 blowout. Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Fort Loramie Lady Redskins have been blanked for more than 9 minutes, and Rushi's outside shooting has been torrid, led by Maria Heron, and it's a 21-3 game with 5:56 to go in the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Fort Loramie, trying to initiate the action, taking it to the rim. Is Taylor Ratterman. She's bumped as she goes toward the basket, and she's at the stripe shooting two. Aside from making a few threes, Chuck, Fort Loramie, they want to just drive it right to the basket, get to the line as often as possible, score with the clock stopped down to 18. That's a big deficit early in this game.
It is, and the other thing you can accomplish is maybe get some of the Rushi girls to have to sit, but they're not deep. That's going to be the only weakness for Rushi in the tournament.
Yep. Raiders will need to keep the likes of
Larissa Poling and Maria Heron on the floor for 29, 30 minutes most every game against big opponents. Second free throw by Taylor Ratterman is in. 21-4 is the score in favor of Rushi. Quickly down the floor to Heron. Heron spots up on the arc, lets it fly. It hit the flange. Rebounded in the corner by Poling. She comes out of there with it, stumbling. And she was tripped up on the play by Stang. And that's number two on her.
You are absolutely surprised when Heron shoots a three and it doesn't go in.
That one was online. The last one, it was a bit strong. 5:39 left in the second quarter. Rushi leads Fort Loramie by a score of 21-4. These Rushi Raiders have been outstanding offensively all year long. We'll take a look at their individual game outputs momentarily. Ball inbounded by Rushi, thrown to Plyman, top of the circle, dribbles near side to Heron. Heron puts it on the deck, leaves it for Hatcher, 25 feet away. Tiffany goes into the corner, baseline, double team, tries to wrap around to Poling, and it's knocked away out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Hatcher inbounding right of the rim. Looks for Wilson in the paint, can't find her. Airmails it way out back near the timeline to Plyman. Plyman dribbling with the left. We've got a collision 20 feet from the rim, moving screen against Wilson of Rushi.
Now they're going to call that on Plyman. She took a forearm and shoved off to get some room.
Wilson and Plyman were there. Plyman picks up the foul, and Fort Loramie's got a possession. Trailing with 17, only one field goal so far in this game for Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Hunter Bargy, baseline left around, Wilson to the rim. Oh, blocked. Wilson and Poling both got a piece of it. It comes down to Hatcher of Rushi. Long lead out to Heron. Heron angles through the lane, gives to Wilson right corner. Out back to Hatcher. She's open. Got it. Three-pointer, Tiffany Hatcher. You give her that much space, she will connect.
Well, you get Tiffany rolling with what's been going on with Poling and Heron, and boy, they're going to be unstoppable.
24-4, Rushi over Fort Loramie, which throws it out of bounds. 4:36 to go in the second quarter. Both these teams played New Knoxville, and Fort Loramie was a scant two-point winner. At Fort Loramie, Rushi won by only four on the road at New Knoxville. Fort Loramie owns a victory at home against Jackson Center. Jackson Center knocked off Rushi here, a game we covered back on December 3rd. But Rushi has scored 68 points in a game this year, 64, 65, 60. 24-4, Rushi, bounce pass left corner. It goes on the play to Plyman. Over four to play in the second period. Hatcher drives the paint. Shot deflected away. Might have been a foul. No call. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Taylor Ratterman, baseline right, scoots toward the rim. Oh, a nice pass across the lane to Bargy. Swatted. Blocked by Rushi. Heron down the floor. Gives it up to the driving Cordonier. All the way to the rack for a deuce. What a play. Fine assist by Heron. Cordonier trailed the action. And she stayed alive on the play, eventually was the recipient of a good feed and got the two-pointer. 26-4, Rushi putting on a clinic.
Loramie trying to find some kind of combination. They've got Alyssa Raceman in there now, a freshman.
Bounce pass outside the arc to the left. Hatcher overplays and steals. Lead out to Heron, driving left-hand layup. Bullet, no good.
Too close.
Yes. Heron prefers the threes. Missed the gimme that time. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Baseline left, short eight-footer. It is missed on the play. Rebounded by Brooke Ratterman. Popped out of bounds by Rushi. And Fort Loramie will have it with 3:15 to go in the half, 26-4 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. Baseline right, Ratterman will throw in for Fort Loramie. Taylor looks in the paint. Then has to throw it out back head of the key where the Redskins track it down near the timeline. And here's Rushi getting a piece of the next pass. Ball rolls into backcourt. The officials look at each other and say, I think that Fort Loramie touched it at the end. It's Raiders basketball.
Illegal chop block.
As you mentioned, Chuck, new player on the floor Alyssa Raceman for Fort Loramie, which gets a steal at Rushi's half-court end. Redskins bring it up inside the arc. Here's a jump shot from 16. Bullseye! That was drained on the play by Lupke. And it's only, what, field goal number two of the day for Fort Loramie,
yep,
Chuck?
Yep.
Two
field goals, two free throws.
2:41 to go till halftime. Foul Fort Loramie as Rushi stepped over the center court line with 2:41 remaining here in the second quarter. 26-6, Rushi. Blindman at the midcourt stripe. Veers right. Gives it to Hatcher. She navigates the lane. Flips it back out to Heron on the arc. Look out. She zeroes in and makes another one.
She's got her average. She's got 16.
How many threes already for Maria?
That's four.
34 now on the year for Maria Heron in 11 games and two quarters. Here's a jump shot baseline right by Fort Loramie, blocked out of bounds by Rushi with 2:15 to go in the second period. Rushi Raiders doing everything the right way here today, Chuck.
Well, they've got Kennedy Gephardt in the game now, another freshman.
Yes. Kennedy Gephardt, the daughter of Jeff Gephardt, Geppy, at M&A Muffler and
there
Tires.
There you go. Nice to see her out there.
Yep.
The Rushi fans don't understand the over-and-back rule. You're allowed to throw the ball out on the other side.
Well, here's Hatcher overplaying and stealing. She rocks the other direction, driving. Left-handed shovel shot. It hangs on the rim and comes off. And on the rebound, Rushi can't control it. Goes out of bounds. Despite the tremendous game today here by Rushi, the Raiders have missed two or three layups, Chuck.
Yeah, she got kind of hit on that one. That easily could have been called a foul.
Yes. 1:48 to go, second quarter, 29-6, Rushi. Outside the arc on the left. Redskins have the ball. Hunter Bargy now deep in the left corner, dribbling. Swings it on top to Lupke. Ball lobbed right corner, and guess who's there to make the interception? Maria Heron. As she blasted right in front of the offensive player for Fort Loramie. Ball dealt to Hatcher. Long, high-arching three. Hit the heel. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. 1:18 to go in the half. 29-6, Rushi. Rushi Raiders 10-1 coming in. Another steal. Heron bats the pass away. Scoops it up for Rushi. She races down the floor, top of the key. Stop and go move into the lane. Driving all the way to the rack. Two more. What a play. Dynamite action by Maria Heron. She can't be stopped. Minute to go, first half. Timeout for Loramie. Raiders 30, Redskins 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie, Chuck, still trying to find the right combination off the bench. She's got Chloe Stang, Kennedy Gebhardt on the floor, along with Alyssa Raceman, a 5'8 freshman. Young players competing now for Fort Loramie, and that's the future for this Redskins basketball program.
It is the future. When you got your starters who have gotten ran off the floor, there is no reason not to throw them out there.
Exactly. 50 seconds left in the half. 30-6, Rushi. Fort Loramie dribbling into the right corner. It goes on the play to Gebhardt. Swings it on top to Lupke. Oh, she flipped the pivot foot a little bit. It's called.
13 turnovers now for the Redskins.
Uncharacteristic of Fort Loramie. Rushi in front by 24. Climbing over the timeline. On the bounce. Gives it out high, broken up, stolen by Fort Loramie. Swinging down the floor, Lupke uses an arm to fend off the Rushi defender. Offensive foul.
Second time they've had that call on him, and it's a correct call.
35.3 remaining here in the first half. Raiders lead it by a score of 30-6. Hatcher inbounding. Goes to Heron. Heron being guarded by Hattie Meyer, 60 feet away. Spin move, Heron behind the back now, top of the circle. Goes to Hatcher, 24 ticks left on the clock. Late second quarter.
Hatcher dribbling, tries to go backdoor, sloppy pass, picked off by Fort Loramie's Hunter Bargy. Then Cameo Wilson zips up the floor from the rear, tries to swipe it, makes contact, it's a foul, 1-1, Fort Loramie, with 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. 30-6, Rushi. Hey, what, Chuck? May not happen this week, but as a result of a win today by Rushi over Fort Loramie, Rushi Raiders, by the second week poll, statewide poll here in January, might be ranked in the top 7-8 teams. Who knows?
I would think so. I mean, because people know the recognition of Loramie. If they see this score, they're definitely going to be.
And certainly Minster will be right up at the top of the state rankings. One free throw made by Fort Loramie, one missed. Rushi inbounds, Fort Loramie steals, and the Redskin player hits the deck. Another foul on Rushi with 8.5 to go in the second quarter. It is 30-7 in favor of Rushi. And Fort Loramie once led in this game, as Chuck so aptly noted several minutes ago, at 3-2. Free throw made by Lupke, but I think Fort Loramie stepped in the paint too soon. Wipe it off.
They caught a violation on the lane. It wasn't the shooter. It was somebody on the lane.
Pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. Let's see if Rushi gets a shot. Inbounded to Hatcher. 6 seconds to go. She streaks up the right side. Into the corner. Back out to Heron. 35 feet away. Heron, let's go along when it's online. It banked. Too much umph on it. No good. And the first half finishes. The Rushi Raiders put on a clinic over the initial two quarters and lead Fort Loramie by a score of 30-7 at intermission here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Rushi, where the Raiders have rolled to a 30-7 bulge over Fort Loramie after two quarters of play. Hey, don't miss out on great furniture price just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Extremely high-quality furniture meeting your budget's needs. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. That's Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Go to the website for even more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Long-time underwriting sponsor. Thank you very much, Wilson Health, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck?
Well, rebounding is even, 10 apiece. offensive rebounds, two each. Rushi turned it 9 times. Fort Laramie turned it 13. Mm-hmm. 3 of 6 from the free throw line for the Redskins. Rushi missed its only free throw of the first half. Individual scoring, Sarah Stang, who scored the first 3 points of the game, has 3. 2 for Luke Key and a free throw for Taylor Ratterman and a free throw for Chloe Stang. They scored 3 and 4, 7 points in the first half. I know I've never seen a Fort Laramie team score 7 points and a half. Mm. On the other side, all you got to do is go find Maria Heron. 18 points in the first half, including 4 threes. And then you're still pretty balanced. You got Cordonia with 4. You got Poling with 4. You got Hatcher with 3. And you got Cameo Wilson with 2. They scored 18 and 12, and they are running away with it 30-7 at the half.
And the Rushi girls, Chuck, also know how to play defense. A number of deflections, steals, and intercepted passes.
Oh, they turned them 13 times. I mean, I know they turned it 9. That's only a 4 advantage, right. But they're doing something with the turnovers where Fort Laramie is just struggling to get shots off at this point.
Yeah, Redskins have simply run into a buzzsaw, to borrow everyone else's cliche.
Well, and Coach Siegel, with putting all those young kids out there and having most of her starters sitting on the bench there, that's a teaching tool right there. She's talking to them at halftime, and I mean, I'm sure she's telling them that if you don't want to play, let's let them out there and play. And I mean, I use that a few times through my years of coaching, and sometimes it's really effective, but it's going to be tough. Usually we talk at halftime what they got to do to get back in the game. I don't think there's anything they can do to get back in the game.
18-3, Rushi after 1, 30-7, Rushi at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Rushi 30, Fort Laramie 7 here at the half of our girls' game this afternoon on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. They include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you won't get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. And shout-outs to these Rushi sponsors, which came on board with us on ScoresBroadcast.com last March during the boys' basketball tournament, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you very much, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, on the web with us here online on Scores Broadcast since last March. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And gratitude as well here today to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. 30-7, Rushi leads Fort Loramie. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCalle promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our inception 11 years ago. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And today we highlight a couple players, one from each school. Jenna Cordon, your sophomore at Rushi, daughter of Rob and Lori, 4-point GPA for Jenna, active in softball, volleyball, yearbook next year. She is a church leadership team volunteer, would like to study physical therapy or occupational therapy in college. For Fort Loramie, Rayanne Fry, senior, daughter of Ron and Pam, 3.88 GPA. She participates in Mathletes, FCCLA, National Honor Society, Youth Ministry, and she is a volunteer for the athletic department. She'll study exercise science at the University of Toledo. Jenna Cordonia of Rushi, Rayanne Fry of Fort Loramie, under the spotlight today thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We start the third quarter. Rushi with the basketball, leading by 23, 30-7. Chuck, I want to make sure that I correct ourselves. Alyssa Rossman for Fort Loramie, last name spelled W-R-A-S-M-A-N, 5'8 freshman, good-looking young prospect, just a ninth grader, but it is pronounced Rossman, okay. W-R-A-S-M-A-N.
Because I had asked Tom at the game, and he told me it was a long A with a raceman, and that's why I put the line over it. So,
well, a young lady up here in the press box contradicts that, so
she's smarter than me. We'll go with her.
Here is a turnover by Rushi to start the third quarter. Then Fort Loramie's tied up below the basket, and Rushi gets the ball. 26 seconds gone in period number three. 30-7 in favor of Rushi. It's one of those names like Poppleman, you name it.
Yeah, I know.
Depends on which part of the county you're in.
Well, you know, the last thing you want to do is mess up a kid's name, yeah. So we want to get it right.
And here is Rushi with the basketball in the right corner at the offensive end, lost out of bounds. Fort Loramie gets it back. Three turnovers to start the second half. 30-7 in favor of Rushi. A minute gone. Deep in the right corner, Taylor Ratterman's got it for Fort Loramie. Looks on the inside, goes baseline, cut off. Very good help defense applied by Rushi all afternoon long. Fort Loramie simply cannot take the ball cleanly to the goal. Outside the arc on the left, it's Lupke. Lobs to Stang. Elbow in the right. Jump shot. 16-footer. Swish. Good-looking form on that rainbow jumper by Stang. Just beyond the foul stripe. 30-9 in favor of Rushi. Here's Hatcher. Top of the circle for the Raiders. Little opening. Goes to the foul line. Weaves to Plyman. Tries to drop a pass off into the lane for Poling. Fort Loramie gets a mid on it and steals. Quickly down the floor is Stang at the elbow on the left. Behind her to teammate Hattie Meyer, who jettisons up a long three ball, overshoots it. Rebound dug off the floor by Heron of Rushi. 6:16 to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass to Hatcher. Hatcher's got a crease, drives baseline, all the way to the rim. Got it for two and a foul against Fort Laramie. Well, it was a scattered floor check, and Hatcher took advantage. People all over the place. Hatcher scraped the loose ball up right in front of the Rushi bench, and she made way to the basket, scampered to the hole, got 2 points, was fouled, and drains the free throw.
Well, I'm sure the conversation in the Laramie locker room at halftime was try to win the second half, make the effort, and do something about Heron scoring at will.
33-9 in favor of Rushi. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Hattie Meyer in a baseline drive. Tries to wrap the ball around to Taylor Radiman coming in from the left wing. Kicked out of bounds by Rushi. Radiman throwing in below the rim for Fort Laramie. Goes into the right corner to Hattie Meyer. Left-hand dribble on top down the right side of the lane. Right corner, Ray and Fry on a weave. That's Kennedy Gebhardt with the ball momentarily. Cross court to Radiman for Fort Laramie. Here's a jump shot inside the arc, right flank. It is good. It's ruled a two-pointer. That was a nice one. Pumped in by Kennedy Gebhardt. It's ruled a triple
with
for
a three. That's nice form.
Tell you what, that is a good-looking shot by Kennedy Gebhardt, freshman for Fort Laramie. And she's one of the young bright stars for this Lady Redskins team. The pipeline, Chuck,
oh,
is
future. Is,
oh, yeah. It's full.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I've watched her play in the JV games. She's got a real nice form on that jump shot.
And Rushi loses the ball out of bounds underneath the Raiders' basket. And the Redskins bring it down, trailing 33-12. Just over five to play here in the third quarter. Gebhardt on top. Gives it to Taylor Radiman. Back to Gebhardt. Right baseline, Hattie Meyer. Swings it way back out near center circle to Taylor Radiman for Fort Laramie. Redskins in the road, black, red numbers, trimmed in white. Rushi white from top to bottom, blue numerals outlined in gold. Right corner, open look. Shot pumped up there by Stang. Strong, loose ball rebound, left corner, out of bounds off Fort Laramie. 4 minutes, 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It is 33-12, Rushi. And as I alluded earlier, Chuck, Rushi's got some very interesting road games coming up, including one next Saturday at Versailles.
Well, that's what makes you tournament tested.
Mm-hmm. Baseline drive by Cordonier. Throws the ball beneath the rim to Plyman in the left corner. And she hoists up a three, left it short, rebound, tied up at the foul stripe. And Fort Laramie got a timeout in the nick of time with 4:25 to go in the third. 33-12 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's wrong with Rossman? We're back.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 4 minutes, 25 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Rushi with a commanding 21-point lead over Fort Laramie, 33-12. It was 30-7 at the half, so Fort Laramie's outscored Rushi so far 5-3 here in the third period. Down low on the right, it's Hunter Bargy. Got the entry from Lubke, missed the shot, threw it toward the rim. Good defense by the Raiders, who come down with the rebound. On top, it's Cordonier. Wheels to Heron. Heron down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass in the corner to Plyman. On top to Hatcher. 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Hatcher on the bounce. A little pick and roll with Cordonier. Ball deflected, loose, and Fort Laramie comes out of there with it. Here come the Redskins. Gebhardt up and over the timeline. Boy, she is confident, Chuck, as a ninth grader.
Yeah, she sure is.
Dribbling is Kennedy Gebhardt. Gives it up on the play. Gets it back 25 feet away. Angles left. Is pinned by a defender. Good defense by Rushi, which intercepts the pass. Taken down by Plyman. Long lead out ahead to Heron. Now to Cordonier on the arc. Finds an open player down inside. It's Poling. Oh, what a give up on the play by Cordonier. She led Poling for the easy two on the interior. Here's Hunter Bargy. Foul line for Fort Loramie.
Chloe Stang.
Chloe Stang is in. Chloe's hair looks much like Hunter's. The long brunette ponytail. Pass top of the circle. Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Backdoor attempt on the play for Sarah Stang. Broken up. Intercepted by Rushi. Here's Heron. Ripping her way down the floor into the left corner. Hatcher glides across the paint. Running one-hander banked in by Tiffany Hatcher. 37-12 in favor of Rushi. You're right, Chuck. Raiders don't have a whole lot of depth. But you can't slack off on any one of these starters. They are all potent scorers. Whitney Plyman, more of a playmaker. Although she'll take the open shot if she gets it. She's not shy. But the other four, all capable of 15, 16-point games.
Yeah, they're a very well-balanced team. But you go with Poling and you go with Heron, and they're almost unstoppable.
2:29 remaining here in the third, 37-12, Rushi. Top of the circle, Hattie Meyer outside the arc on the left to Chloe Stang. Back to Hattie. Elbow on the left. Pretty good look. Long two-pointer. Swish by Hattie Meyer of Fort Loramie. 37-14, Rushi leads. 2:10 to play, third quarter. Here is Plyman dribbling 25 feet out, getting instructions from head coach Andy Timmerman. Plyman cross court to Heron. Heron back to the basket. Goes back door to Cordonier. Shot deflected near the rim. Good defense by Chloe Stang. Loose ball smacked away. It is on the deck now. Players tumble for it. It's a jump. And the arrow says it will be Fort Loramie possession.
And now that's Hunter Bargy.
Hunter Bargy.
They sub.
Is in now.
And you're right. One's 21, one's 31, and the arrow, it's almost exactly the same.
Trying to make life difficult on the play-by-play guy who's looking straight down from on top. You don't see numerals very well. You do see a lot of hair. Minute 35 to go in the third quarter. 37-14, Fort Loramie. Is stalled offensively out in the arc. Hattie Meyer can't find an open player, and head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. 90 seconds to go in the third, 23-point lead. Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Rushi Raiders well on their way to getting their first win against Fort Loramie in girls basketball since November of 2007. A minute and 25 on the clock. Late third quarter, 37-14, Rushi. Here's a foul against the Raiders, sending Margie to the line for Fort Loramie. Two free throws here. The first is strong. It hit the back brace. But Fort Loramie has been winning games, Chuck, during this five-game win string, averaging about 34 or I should say averaging about 39 points a game, giving up only 34. Defense has been the strong suit. Challenge a little bit offensively has been Fort Laramie. Rushi so potent offensively, getting a quick deuce at the other end. Cameo Wilson, the recipient of a fine pass. Not sure who dished that off, Chuck.
That was Hatcher.
Tiffany Hatcher dealt that ball to Cameo Wilson as Rushi sprinted down the floor in a heartbeat. Wilson got the layup and rolls in the free throw. 40-14, Rushi. Midcourt with the ball. Hattie Meyer for Fort Laramie. Crossover dribble to the left. Throws it on top to a teammate. Handled there by Alyssa Rossman. Back out on the arc to Taylor Ratterman. Out of Bargie, high right. 50 seconds to go in the third. Coming out to catch Rossman. Here's a shot fake by Hattie Meyer, 25 feet away. 40-14, Rushi. Hattie off balance in the lane. Good effort. Rimmed it. No good. Tough break. Rebound Cordano of Rushi. Takes it all the way down. Leaves it for Hatcher in the right corner. Right back to Cordano. Streaking through the paint. Shoveling it with the left hand and gets the bank. Oh, a dandy play by Jenna Cordano of Rushi. And we have a loose ball right in front of the Raiders bench as Whitney Plyman went smack dab into a coach down below trying for the steal. Fort Laramie ball, 27.3 to go in the third. It's 42-14. Aaron hasn't even taken a shot here in the third quarter, and they've pushed the lead out a little farther. Jenna Cordano, only a sophomore, hard to believe, Chuck. She looks like a senior, every bit like a senior. Savvy, knowledge, skill, excellent instincts. Here is Fort Laramie with the ball 25 feet away. Ball lobbed right wing to Hattie Meyer. Now coming out to catch is Brooke Routerman with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's a deep right corner three ball. High Archer. It is thrown up there. Missed by Hattie Meyer. Strong rebound. Rushi, and that's how the third quarter closes out. Raiders 42, Redskins 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 42-14, Rushi over Fort Laramie. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more, plus advertising specialty items like T-shirts available now through Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions. Adam Rice offering high-quality computer service. He's prompt, on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. And the fourth quarter, Chuck, gets underway. And down to our right, Rushi's got the ball. Fort Laramie knocks it away. A jump ensues, and a timeout's called 30 seconds into the period.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, there was scatter court, and the coach called a timeout before they could tie him up. So it's going to be Rushi basketball when we come back out.
Fort Laramie has lost one in league play coming into today, the Rushi victory over the Redskins. It's not official yet, but
It's a 28-point spread. Fort Loramie would fall to 4-2 in the county, 8-4 overall. We might note that Rushi's only loss in league play is to Jackson Center. Game we covered right here on scoresbroadcast.com and Rushi. Here is Rushi inbounding for Gagner, penetrates the lane. Boy, she attracts defenders and then gives it off to Poling for the easy blank point range shot right inside. 44-14 in favor of Rushi. Gagner's a fine passer. So is Heron. Both of them do a lot of good assist making. Here's Fort Loramie with a shot in the paint at the other end. Foul against the Raiders. 44-14, Rushi. Free throw line, is this
Chloe Stang?
That's Chloe Stang. Shooting and hitting. Chloe notches the free throw. She had a 5-point game off the bench in recent weeks for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Substitution, Plyman in for Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. Poling, Wilson, Heron, Plyman, Hatcher on the floor now for Rushi. Second free throw, Chloe Stang. She notches it, 44-16 in favor of Rushi. Pressure backcourt by Fort Loramie. Here's Hatcher zipping up the left side. Air mailing one for Heron off her palm, and it goes out of bounds.
Good thought. The execution just wasn't quite there.
Rushi's got Versailles on the road January 14th. Jackson Center on the road January 19th. In between, a game away at Covington, a good club this year, on January 16th. Road games at Minster and Anna to close out the month on the 28th and 30th. And then two of the three games in February are road games at Bodkins and Fort Loramie. So a rough schedule of away contests upcoming for Rushi to get the Raiders ready for tournament play. 6:58 to go in the game. 44-16 Rushi, Fort Loramie with the ball to our left. Ball thrown into the paint to Stang, and Stang is spilled. Foul committed by Rushi. Team's fifth. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie to the right of the rim. Fort Loramie is going to have a lot of impact, Chuck, on who wins this Shelby County League girls race. And don't count the Redskins all the way out by any stretch.
They're only going to be one game back after this in the loss column.
Exactly. Deep in the left corner, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on top to Lupke. Back to Hattie, who circles around 20 feet away. 6.5 to go in the game. Near side fed to Lupke. Good pass across the key to Stang. Her 16-footer hits the rim. Kerplunk, it falls in. A couple nice second-half jumpers from Sarah Stang. Blitzing down the floor quickly goes Rushi. It is Maria Heron winding away up the floor. Gets the benefit of a moving screen.
Larissa Poling kind of stuck an arm out and wouldn't let the defender go around. So.
And the officials properly called it. Fort Loramie gets the ball back. Just over 6 to play in the game. 44-18 Rushi. Here's Addie Meyer, 25 feet out for Fort Loramie. Looks for help. Deals to Lupke. To the head of the key. Left-hand dribble. Little opening. And coughed up the ball in the paint. It's taken by Poling of Rushi in backcourt. Hand off to Plyman, and she's grabbed.
It's only three team fouls on the Redskins.
Fort Loramie's got a game coming up this Thursday at Anna. Fort Loramie at Anna this Thursday. 1 week from today, Fort Loramie entertains Minster, which no doubt will be ranked, I've got to believe, number one in the state in girls D4 in the first poll this week.
They'll be in the top two or three, that's for sure.
Fort Loramie closes out the year with games at Jackson Center on February 4th, home with Sydney in the renewal of the Fort Loramie-Sydney matchup. That's on February 7th. February 9th at Fort Loramie is the return date. Rushi comes to town, and the Fort Loramie girls finish the season at Marion Local on February 14th. Here's a long shot from inside the arc by Stang. Caromed off the rim, no good. Rebound left part of the floor by Fort Loramie. Foul on Rushi.
That's the seventh foul on the Raiders. 1-1 here for Chloe Stang of Fort Loramie, which is down by a count of 44-18 with 5:40 left to go. Don't forget tonight, web time online here on Scores Broadcast, 7:40, Marion Local at Anna Boyce. Anna fought long and hard last night before falling to Fairlawn, which had a lead of at least 15 at one point. Anna scrambled back, got it to 2 in the fourth quarter, and I think it wound up a difference of 10. Fairlawn won it. Big win by the Fairlawn Jets away from home at Anna, enabling Fairlawn to tie Fort Loramie and Rushi boys, all with one loss. And Rushi plays Fairlawn at the Jets gym this Tuesday. We'll have that game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi had the ball stolen. Fort Loramie enters the half court. Lupke, long 19-footer, rattled out, no good. Rebound by the Raiders. 44-20 in favor of Rushi. The rest of this game pretty much academic in terms of outcome. It's simply a case of Fort Loramie dipping into its bench and giving a lot of young players, including freshmen, varsity experience here today.
And Macy Imwali has checked into the game now, number 41.
A drive down the left side of the lane by Heron of Rushi results in a foul on Fort Loramie. Imwali's number, Chuck, as you said, is
41.
4-1. Imwali out there right now for Fort Loramie, along with the Redskins' Hattie Meyer. Chloe Stang there as well. She's guarding Hatcher 25 feet from the basket. 4:50 left to go in the game. Hatcher dribbling. Still dribbling, and that's a good call by the referee. 5-second count. She held on to it too long. So let's see if we can track down the five out there now for Fort Loramie. That's Hunter Bargey back in, I believe. There's Imwali with the ball, top of the circle. Feeds Chloe Stang. Ball lofted back across the top of the key to Imwali. Is that her?
That's her.
She drains it, a long deuce. She was straddling the arc. Or was it ruled a three?
No, it was a two.
Just a deuce. Good shot by Imwali. She, too, one of the many fine youthful girls in the pipeline in the Fort Loramie program. Macy Imwali, 5'5", freshman, rattled home the jumper. Here's a Rushi shot blocked, baseline right. Stang got a piece of it, and then it's poked out of bounds by Rushi. Fort Loramie will bring it down. 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter, 44-22, Rushi. Substitution for the Rushi Raiders, which briefly had Shea Borchers on the floor, 5'8 sophomore. She was in the lineup for a moment. Larissa Poling back in. Midcourt, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Right side pass, Imwali dropped it, went to the timeline to get it, and it's over and back. Just barely. 44-22, Rushi in the lead over Fort Loramie. Next game for the Rushi girls, Houston here on Thursday. Fort Loramie's at Anna on Thursday in advance of the traditional non-league game 1 week from today versus Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference.
I know from Facebook that today is Brad Allen's birthday, the head coach of the Houston girls.
How about that?
I didn't know he was so old, though. Jeez. He's 11, almost 12 years younger than me, so I'm just kidding.
He looks about at least 13 years younger.
Yeah, I know. At least.
Common foul against Fort Loramie. Rushi ball out of bounds, far side of the floor. 3:38 to go. Entered to Heron. Heron's doubled. So it's Plyman with the ball. Gives it up on the play to Cordonier. And a hooking foul committed by Fort Loramie with 3:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Again tonight, tip off at 8. We're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com. At 7:40, Marion Local from the Midwest Athletic Conference against the Anna boys from the Shelby County League. Blyman midcourt, harassing defense, foul Imwali of Fort Loramie. and outs of the shooting variety, one and one time for Whitney Plyman of the Rushi Raiders. Thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc., located on Shuey Drive in Anna. Diversity and excellence both describe Wells Brothers. From a humble start as a contractor in the electrical business, Wells has grown to span eight separate divisions. On the web at wellsbrothers.com, Wells Brothers in Anna. Anna, home of the Rockets, and also Top Flight service from Wells Brothers, Inc. Thank you so much, Wells Brothers in Anna. First free throw good, but Plyman, second shot dead center as well. 46-22 in favor of Rushi, which will win for the first time in over 20 outings against Fort Loramie. Last victory registered by Rushi against Fort Loramie was in November of 2007. Three-point win by Rushi, which also won the year before in the tournament against Fort Loramie, beat him by five. But since those back-to-back wins by Rushi in the calendar year 07, Fort Loramie has reeled off at least 20 victories in succession. Might be as many as 22. But that long run will come to an end today. Jump shot missed by Fort Loramie. Rushi's got the ball forecourt right, running the weave. It is Plyman to Hatcher at midcourt, 2:46 to go. Hatcher spreads the floor, enters the top of the circle, flips it back out on the play to Plyman. Plyman head of the key, now to Heron at the center line. Heron on the bounce. Veers left, pulls it back out. 2:25 to go in the game. Here's Hatcher streaking toward the top of the circle, being chased and fouled by Fort Loramie. Next Tuesday here on scoresbroadcast.com, boys action, our first trip to the Fairlawn Gym, Chuck. Jets entertain the Rushi Raiders, each team with a lone setback in the Shelby County League boys race. They are one game behind Fort Loramie in terms of games played in the league. And Rushi and Fairlawn will draw even in that category on Tuesday. One of the two will pick up a second loss. Fort Loramie sitting there with just a single loss that suffered last night here at Rushi. Here's good penetration down the lane. Spread offense by Rushi. Ball fed to Poling. Baseline 10-footer good. And then quickly countering. Long three right wing. Taylor Ratterman, Fort Loramie. It goes down. Timeout called. 2:03 left here in this game. 48-25 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, last 2 minutes, 3 seconds of this Saturday afternoon girls matinee here at Rushi. Raiders lead the Redskins 48-25. In backcourt, Cordonier slings it ahead to a teammate. Then it's thrown outside the lane to the left to Hatcher. Bank shot away, around and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Stang in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Handoff on the play to Taylor Ratterman, who dashes up ahead. Minute 38 to go in the contest. Near side pass, good drive to the rim. All the way to the cup goes Kennedy Gebhardt. Banked it down. Wow, that looked fluid.
That's five for Little Geppy.
Daughter of Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude today to
M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, M&A in Fort Loramie, along with Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at TomJerry's.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Fort Loramie foul. Tiffany Hatcher sinks two free throws, 50-27 in favor of Rushi. And also a couple of Rushi sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Shout-outs to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Long, long three-pointer right wing tried before Loramie, no good. Rebound kicks out, though, to Hattie Meyer. Meyer's got it high right. She hoists up a three, hit the back iron. Another long rebound for Loramie. 50 seconds to go in the game. Baseline, Hattie cut off. Can't shoot. Dribbles back out on top with the left. Feeds it near side to Taylor Ratterman. 40 seconds to go. Taylor gets a high screen from Sarah Stang. Angles left. Here's Gebhardt. Left corner. Jump shot. Three-point land. Hit the heel. No good. Long rebound right back to Kennedy. Feeds low in the right for a teammate. Off the fingertips. Out of bounds to Rushi with 27.3 remaining. And here come JV players for the Rushi Raiders on the floor as Rushi has stumped Fort Loramie here today. 50-27 our score. The first win for the Rushi girls over Fort Loramie since November of 2007. Here is Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Raiders look. Ball thrown up ahead of the timeline. Scrum on the deck for it. Rule the jump. And the arrow says Rushi will keep it. So many thanks today to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Here is Rushi with the ball. Fort Loramie steals. Redskins blitz the other way. Shot in the paint. No good by Chloe Stang. Rebound on the floor, and that's it. The Rushi Raiders had defeated the Fort Loramie Redskins 50-27. Rushi now 4-1 in the Shelby County League, 11-1 overall. Fort Loramie now 8-4 on the season, 4-2 in league play. As we mentioned earlier, Fort Loramie girls next play at Anna on Thursday. Meanwhile, Rushi is at home right here against Houston on Thursday. Tough games for both clubs next Saturday. Fort Loramie entertains Minster, and Rushi's on the road at Versailles next Saturday. Toss a coin as to which of those two games we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well, my plan will be that I'm sitting by a swimming pool in Florida listening to you.
And you'll be at 81 degrees, and we'll be at 18 degrees. Again, thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton MBA program, finishing 2 years online through Bluffton University. Go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, GOFFENA furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. Chuck, a quick look at scoring, and then let's highlight our Clancy's stars of this game.
Well, for the Raiders, they were led by Maria Heron with 18, scored them all in the first half when they got the huge lead. They had Poling with 10 and Hatcher with 10, so they had three in double figures, six from Cordonier, five from Wilson, two from Plyman. They scored 50 for the game. On the other side, they were led by Sarah Stang with 7. Gephkart had 5. Chloe Stang had 5. 2 from Imwali. 2 from, who is that, Hattie Meyer. Taylor Ratterman had 4. Caitlin Lupke had 2. And our Clancy's players of the game are going to be Larissa Poling for Rushi. And on the other side, I'm going to give it to Kennedy Gephart. I thought she was terrific today.
Sure did. She played well coming in off the bench. Fine performance by the ninth grader for Fort Loramie. In fact, a number of the youthful players for the Redskins, ninth and tenth graders, bright futures ahead. A lot in the pipeline at Fort Loramie. Cupboards not bare. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Rejoin us again tonight on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:40 p.m. We've got the webcast of the game between the Anna Boys and Marion Local. For Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Scoring On-Site Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Rushi, where the Rushi girls have defeated Fort Loramie 50-27.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.